David just mentioned the power of the 12-step group in recovery from an addiction. Alcoholics Anonymous, which calibrates at 540, is the most powerful example. Next, David explains why this approach to addiction calibrates so high and is so successful.
It was the dawning of a whole new era. Many things were considered hopeless. People just died of them, or they went to jail and spent the rest of their life there, or they ended up divorced, they got fired, etc. There was no understanding that you can change behavior. You know, some people could afford to see a psychoanalyst and had the ambition and the qualifications to do so. But for the average person with the average problem, there was really no help. The 12-step groups have had a profound influence on society. And the origination of Alcoholics Anonymous and the story of Bill Wilson, he calls AA the language of the heart. So there was, in the language of the heart, there was the discovery then that a group of people getting together to discuss their common problem, there was more power and energy than there was in an individual. So we found a group, the power of a group. And group therapies of all kinds originated really out of AA. And the whole idea of the 12 steps was to change your personality so that you actually became a different person. And this different person was not interested in the addictions anymore. So you were like lifted out of it. So it wasn't now not a matter of willpower, of overcoming guilt. Say, I was wrong, I do that, now I feel guilty. Now I'll not do it again. So we found the human psyche, unaided, is unable to overcome many things. So we have Gamblers Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous and various other anonymous groups, all based on the 12 steps of AA, which has been proven over and over again clinically to be profoundly important. It also calibrates quite high, and therefore it's based on reality, experiential reality. And the most difficult problems have been solved really by the 12-step group, the 12-step style of owning a problem and how to handle it from there.